The Grow Your Mind podcast recognises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this place, now known as Australia. We are grateful for the continuing care of the land, waterways and the skies where we listen, learn and play. From here on Dharawal country, where I love to ride my bike, and from wherever you are listening, we respect the elders of the past and present, and we share our friendship and kindness.
Welcome to a Grow Your Mind bite-sized episode about a trick to get you out of a sticky mind trap.
Ah! My hand's stuck! Help!
What's going on?
I can't get my hand out of this jar!
Here, I'll help you. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Phew!
So how did you get your hand stuck?
I was trying to get the best cookie.
But you've already got three in your hand.
Yeah, but these ones have hardly any Smarties on them. I wanted that one covered with Smarties.
Why?
Duh, if I had the Smartie-covered cookie, then I'd be happy.
Sounds like you got yourself in a trap there.
Duh, again. You just helped me get out of it.
I don't mean the jar. You're in a mind trap.
A what?
A mind trap. To be specific, the if and then trap.
I don't get it.
The if and then trap sounds like this. If I was taller, then my life would be better. Or if I got more pocket money, then I'd be happier. Or if I got better school marks, then my parents would be proud of me. That, my friend, is what the if and then trap sounds like.
But if I did have all of those things, my life would be better. So how is it a trap?
Because the reality is, those things might make you happier for a brief moment, but as soon as you got them, you find new things you thought you needed in order to be happier or cooler. The trap is that instead of focusing on what you do have, like those three delicious cookies, you think that fourth cookie covered in Smarties will make all the difference.
Okay, so we got my hand out of the jar by gently pulling it out together. How do I get out of this mind trap?
You aren't going to like what I'm going to tell you.
Do I have to do interpretive dancing?
Nope.
Take a freezing cold shower?
Nope.
Phew. Well, it can't be that bad then. What is it?
Drum roll, please. It's gratitude.
Oh, that's easy. I've been told I have a gratitude attitude, and I even kept a gratitude journal for about 5 minutes. 3 years ago.
That's a bit like saying you went for a run 3 years ago, so therefore you're fit.
Oh, what? Are you saying I have to keep up the gratitude attitude all the time? That sounds exhausting. When I kept that gratitude journal, I was pumped when I finished it. Gratitude, tick. Are you saying I have to start over again and do it for life?
Not exactly. There are loads of ways to practice gratitude. Each night at dinner, you and your family could share three good things about your day, or one person you appreciated. Or you could trace your hand on paper and in each finger write someone or something you're thankful for. You could write a letter to someone you really appreciate. Or, my personal favourite, when you wake up in the morning, grab a pen and paper and write down something you're looking forward to and put it in a jar. Then, at the end of the month, take them out and read them all.
But what about when I'm feeling super sad or angry? Do I have to practice gratitude then?
No, that's the great thing about practicing gratitude. You don't force yourself to do it when you're feeling rubbish. Just let yourself feel rubbish. But if you have been practicing gratitude, chances are you won't dwell so long on the things that are getting you down.
Okay, I think I get it. But can we go back to the cookies for a moment? Can you really tell me that a cookie covered in chocolate Smarties wouldn't be better than these ones?
I can see the temptation, but try thinking about it like this. Right now, you have three cookies in your hand. Think about how delicious they'll be. Smell them. Think about that first delicious crunchy mouthful. Or you could just eat them while you pine over that other cookie. But which eating experience do you think is going to be more enjoyable?
Oh, I get it. If I focus on what I have, it will increase the joy I get from it.
Boom, you got it. Nice one, my friend.
Thanks for listening. You can find heaps more of our episodes wherever you listen to good podcasts. And don't forget to go to growyourmind.life to download the free colouring in sheets that go with each episode. And keep listening, we've got more episodes coming soon.